Okay, so welcome back, everybody. We are picking up today on Daled Yud-Zayin Adar, and tonight we're going to talk about really some important halachos. They're not necessarily ones that apply to everyone every single year, but they are definitely very, very important in terms of the chiyuv bedika in different scenarios. For example, if someone is traveling, let's say perhaps you have more than one home, or let's say elderly people who may go to a warmer location in the winter. When they leave one place, when do they have to check? Do they have to check depending on when they're going to come home? There will be some scenarios, again, which don't come up too frequently, but certainly for young married couples in terms of apartments, when they buy a new apartment or rent a new apartment, right around this time of the year, right before Pesach, who's chiyuv of the bedika. So that's going to be the last piece of the conversation we're going to have of Bedikas Chametz. And then we're going to get right into very practical halachos of the halachos of Erev Pesach. In fact, if we can move quickly enough, which so far we have not been successful in, but we might try tonight, we may actually go a little bit into tomorrow night also, again with the hope that maybe we can catch up a little bit throughout our time and maybe actually finish all 30 days. Again, perhaps a bit ambitious, but let's see how it goes. So again, we're on page Yud Aleph, Yom Daled. So Hacholech Min Beiso on the top of the page. Nishaholech Min Beiso Kodim Lo Yud Aleph. That's how you leave your house before the night of the 14th, right? Besoch Lamid Yom. So first of all, this is very applicable to many people. If you're going to go away for Pesach, very often you leave before Erev Pesach. Certainly, if you're flying or traveling, it's very frequent that might happen. So someone who leaves their house before the night of Yom Yudal Besoch Lamed Yom, so assuming it's within 30 days of Pesach, Chayiv Livdo Kodem Sheyotze, so you have a Chiyuv Bedika before you leave. Afilim Eino Chuzer Ad Achar Pesach, even though you're not coming back until after Pesach. Mishum Tekvar Chal Olav Chovas HaBedika, because the obligation to check has already set in, and that's this idea that within 30 days of Pesach, this Chiyuv HaBedika is in effect on you. So, again, if you're leaving a couple of days before Pesach, you have to check that night. So that's all I'm about to say. Yivdok will I look and you see also a little haner, so you should check the night before you leave by a candlelight, but be bracha, no bracha. That's the big difference. If it's not the Yom Yudalad or the night of Yudalad, you do not make a bracha, but you still have a chiyuv bedika. It's a good cloud to put on the side of the page, and you always have to remember that the bracha does not hold back our fulfillment of the mitzvah. If you have a chiyuv in the mitzvah, that's the action. That's what we have to do. Sometimes it's a little bit of a suffix or it's not the exact example, so we don't make a bracha. But in this case, you still have an obligation to do the bedika. Acha bedika yivato chucham yivavisa hadin v'chure. And after this bedika, you have to do the typical chucham of bittul. In shachach v'dok v'layla, let's say you forgot. Again, a couple nights you're leaving before Pesach, a few days before, you forget to do it the night before you're leaving. Yivdok v'machol or anir, so you do it the next day by candlelight again. Achar ha-bedika, tzarech luskor es ha-bayiv. After the bedika, you close up the house. Shalo yachnish shem adam b'chamitz, because you don't know to bring chamitz in. And tzarech luvdok kolim shaholech im minei shlech luvdok v'chamitz Pesach. And then again, you don't have to check again afterwards. Before Pesach, because you close them. Mishaholech kodem lamid yom. So now, this is, follow along here a little bit. If you're leaving before 30 days before Pesach, so now, depending on whether, what your intention is, and when you're going to plan on coming back, that's going to depend whether or not you have a chiyuv bedika. So, first case, put like a little one over there is the ain. The ain daito lachs or al achar Pesach. So first case scenario is you're leaving 30 days before. Again, this may not be applicable to us, but certainly for, let's say, elderly people or others who are going away for the winter, this could be coming up. So, ein daito lachzor an achar Pesach, if their intention is not to do to return until after Pesach, ein chayav livdok, then they're not obligated to do a bedika. Yesh machlokas and yesham chamiz yadua in chayav livara. Right? So, the point is they left before 30 days before Pesach, and they're not planning on coming back until after Pesach. There's no chiyuv to do a bedika. Rather, yesh machlokas and yesham chametz yadu in chayv levaro. But there's a little bit of machlokas that if you know for sure there's chametz there, so then there's just a question of whether or not you have to burn it. But the chiyuv bedika you do not have to do. Call them a pesach yivato as a chametz v'chol makom shu, and wherever they're living, if they're in Florida, then they just do the normal bittul. Right, but their house in New York or where they live, they don't have to worry about. That's if they left their house in New York more than 30 days before Pesach, go to Florida, and are not planning on coming back till after, or vice versa. Number two, in Daito Lach or Besoch Pesach, this is a little obvious, if they're planning on returning in between Pesach, or during Pesach, then of course Chayav Livdut, they have an obligation to check. Even though they may have, this is an interesting idea, we're going to see what to do about this, they could have left 6 months ago, but they're planning on coming back on Pesach. Right? They have to do a Chayav Livdut 6 months in advance, because they're not coming home between now and then. Because they don't want to come back in the middle of Pesach, and you'd end up with chametz there, so they have a chiyuv b'dika even though it's 6 months before Pesach. And this is the third scenario. In Daito Lach or Kodem Pesach. So what happens if they're leaving a month or two before Pesach, and they're planning on coming back just before Pesach? The Fi Rashi, in the Chodem, Rashi holds you don't have to do b'dika, because you'll do the b'dika when you come back. Meaning our question is, if they leave 2 months before Pesach, do they have to do b'dika 2 months before Pesach? So Rashi says no, because they're planning on coming back before Pesach, and therefore they're going to do it when they come back. Ulam Shari Shonim, but others, Sovim Shim Holach, the Derech Chokah, if you're going far away, so Liv Dil Kodem Shacholach, then you have to do Bedika before you leave. Shema Yishtar Til Pesach, Afilim Daito, meaning, because maybe you'll linger and you'll end up coming back before during Pesach. Afilim Daito Vach, and Mamma Kodem Pesach, and these opinions say, even if you're planning to come back a couple of weeks before Pesach, still, Kolafi in them. And I'll tell you one practice, and then let's give you one more sentence. It's better to follow the stricter opinion of the Shita's Rashi, but when necessary to follow Shita's Rashi. So according to this, it would sound like if you're leaving 2 months before Pesach, planning on coming back a couple of days before Pesach, it sounds like you should do the Bedika 2 months before. But I've seen on some other Sfarim that other current posts can say that the Zman Hazek, since traveling is so much easier, certainly within the continental United States, perhaps if you're traveling internationally, this may not be the case, but certainly if you're traveling locally, then, again, even by plane, if I say to Florida, it's easier to travel these days, that we're not concerned with this, and you could do the Bedika, or Pesach, or the day, when you come home before Pesach. So that is an important point. But again, within the second opinion, if you hold up with their clothing, even if you're going close, so there's another little side in the chokas. And even according to the strict opinion, it says that if you're leaving 2 months before, you're going to come back a couple of days before Pesach, you still have to do Bedika 2 months before. But if you're going somewhere close by, so then, still, if you're timing your return so close to the Zman of Bedika, then we're going to be worried you're going to mess that up, you're going to miss it, and therefore you have to do the Bedika again 2 months before. However, others are more lenient, and again, like I said, again, most posts can say, we'll tell you not to worry about this, certainly if it's a Makom Karov. The Maisi is Ladin, if you cure Velichok or Makom, so you got to go based on how far it goes. B'chol Ofen, if you remain a Chayav Livdok, in any case, even if you don't have a Chayav Bedika, this is like, just remember this cloud, this is the most important thing here, even if, at the end of the day, one of these things, you don't have to do Bedika, Mikom Makom, Tzarech Lunkor, Chantzor, Bedoy, this is obvious, and we're going to talk about this in the next couple of days, that even if one of these scenarios, right, because you left 2 months before, you can come back Erev Pesach, of course, so maybe you don't have to do a Bedika, but you have to be very careful to make sure you sell the Chametz properly in the right time. And again, we'll get to figuring out exactly what the timing is there. So they also mention Chametz Shavu Pesach, because simply, even if you're not worried about the Bedika, if you end up having chametz in your possession on Pesach, that's what we call already chametz over all over Pesach, it's usher to eat, so we don't want that to happen. So the selling of the chametz is going to, that's going to be the purpose of selling the chametz, is to avoid that isser. Okay, but again, we'll come back to that more later on. Pashut, in the last paragraph on the page, Pashut, who the Inchiv, the Imholos, Mibeso, Avimholos, Mibeso, Shalacher, also Yisrael Chai, the Botkos. So that's going to be a little complicated. This is more like if you rent a house or a manan from someone else. So what's he saying? That there's no obligation, livdok, unless you're going from your house. But let's say you're moving out of another Jew's house, whatever their arrangements are financially, but you're moving out, so it's not your chayiv anymore. You left, right? Assuming you're not planning on coming back. Let's say you rented a house, an apartment from a non-Jew, and you're going to another house, of course, ain't a tzarech livdok. Because, again, that's a little obvious, because you're leaving the house, the apartment, it's not yours anymore. So, whatever food was left over is now in his possession. Ulam, but interesting, let's say you move out of the house from a non-Jew, and you're not moving in somewhere else yet. So that's a little bit of a strange case, because even though it's coming, you're leaving a house of a goy that you rented from a goy, since you're not really in a home now, your chiv bedika still sets in on you. Okay, it's a little bit of a strange case. And since you have no other place to be mekayim this chiyav v'dika, chayav libdok b'varis hagoy. So then, before you leave that house, even though again you're never planning to return, you would do v'dika. Yesh cholkum azah, but others are. You v'shuli de'im shum chiyav libdok b'varis hagoy. But others say no. In the house of a non-Jew that you rented and you leave him, you don't have to worry about it. L'maisa yisal hakol b'ofen shavim nismas l'havi achar shehu yotze. And certainly, he says we could be lenient if the non-Jew is bringing other tenants in. So bottom line, if you are leaving a house for good, right, so then, you left for good, so that's no longer your obligation, whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew. That's kind of the bottom line there. Turn the page. Masker bai. So again, this is, again, maybe not going to come up every year for you, but for anybody who's ever moved, very close to Pesach, this is important. So masker bai. So masker bai is the chavir. Let's say you rent a house or an apartment. Let's say you're going somewhere. You're not necessarily going to a hotel, you're renting an apartment. And so the masker is the one who's renting, as opposed to the socher, we're going to see that language, at the renter. So you rented a house to someone on the 13th, right, before the chiyuv bedika sets in on the 14th. So im asu kinyan, if they made a transaction, an official kinyan, which is a complicated topic, how you make a kinyan, there's different ways, the parentheses, the kesef star chazako, kinyan suder, either with money is affects the transaction, or you could write a star, a document that says, I hereby am renting, right, like a lease. So even though you may not have transferred money, the star itself could be a transfer of ownership, or a chazaka, or kinyan suder, which you might have seen at weddings, where they pick up a handkerchief, and it's an act of a kinyan. Anyway, it's a bigger topic of what these different kinyanim are. But anyway, so if you're renting a house to someone else on the 13th, again, the reason why it's the 13th is just before the bedika sets in, So if you made a kinyan, and again, I'm the renter to you, and I already give you over the keys to your new apartment, the socher, before there's man bedika, so you're the renting, you rented the new apartment from a Jew, but you rented it before the 14th, your obligation now to do the bedika, even though you haven't even lived there yet. But you made a kinyan, and you have the key. Those are the two things. Even though you may not be planning on moving in until after Pesach. Bottom line is, it's yours. Right? You have the key. You made a kinyan with me. It's yours. How about in Rock also kinyan? What about if you only did one of them? You only made a kinyan. I paid you. But you didn't get the keys yet. That could happen sometimes. And also kinyan or Rock Masar Matech. So I did one or the other. I made a kinyan or I gave the keys over to you. Hachiv Adayan Al Masar. So then, me being the landlord, it's still my obligation. Even if the renter is actually going to sleep over there, because it's not a full kinyan until both the kinyan happens and the transfer of the key. But some argue, so some say that the key is the key, so to speak, no pun intended. That once you transfer the keys, forget the kinyanim, the transactions, giving over the key, it's yours, and the renter now has to do the obligation to check. I feel it as well, Asher Kinyan, even if you didn't make that Kinyan. So we have, again, everyone agrees if you did both, the Kinyan and transfer the key, that the renter has to do it. There's a machlokus if only one happened, and certainly there's an opinion that says if the transfer of the key is enough to require the socher, the renter, to do the bedika. Kuliyama, everyone agrees. Yachol echad asos ha'achar shluchol. If it's two nice Jewish people, you can make the other one a shliach for the other one and do it in a convenient way. V'yatzu yodea kolm, and everyone's yotze. Bechol ofen dechiyuv bedika havei al socher. And in any instance where the chiyuv is on the renter, gam chiyuv bitul alav. So then whoever has the chiyuv, or at least in the case where the renter, you rented a new apartment and you have the new keys and it's yours, right? So you have also the chiyuv bitul, of course. The master hifke chatzma kishe yotze medas. Meaning, if you're renting my apartment and I rented it over to you and I gave you the key and I did a kinyan with you, any chametz that's in there, I'm masker, I've made it ownerless, it's not mine, it's yours now. Therefore, you have to do the not just the bedika, but the bito as well. But it's improper that that even the landlord should be including his bito just to be safe. Everything we just said is in the case of renting. Masha'in came the mocha bias, as opposed to a case where you are selling. In the case of selling, it's a stronger kinyan. So even if you did not yet transfer over the key, but you have made, you made the kinyan, but you didn't yet transfer over the keys, you're still chayev. It's your house now. And now that you made the kinyan, you bought it, you had the closing, and it's your obligation now. Where the cases are where it's chiyuv on the landlord, but for some reason he's not doing it. Right, so again, I'm the renter to you, I'm the landlord, and you're moving into my apartment, and you realize I'm for some reason not doing the bedika, you're going to chut for your arm out of town, and you just know I'm not going to be able to. So now it falls on your shoulders, even though really I should have, it's still your responsibility. And you can't come and argue, hey, this is a a mekach tos means like a false sale. You can't say what you do to me here, right? No, even though I'm really the one supposed to be doing the bedika, you have to fill it. I feel even in cases and places where it's normal to pay people to do the bedika, and I'm asking selling the mayor bedika. So it's interesting. I don't know exactly what the cost would be, but again, in this instance where I'm renting you an apartment, and I'm really the one who's supposed to be doing the bedika, and I don't, and therefore you step in and do it. So even if it's normal to pay, you can't come and say, pay me for my time or pay me for doing it because it was really your obligation anyway. No, you can't do that. Because the bottom line is, there's a call, the nichle the initially avid mitzvah. It's good for you to do a mitzvah begufo by yourself or with your money. And therefore, even though really I should have done it, if I would have given you the option to either rent my apartment and have to do the bedika, even though it's not really your obligation, or don't rent the apartment, you're going to rent the apartment, and therefore it's still good for you. Fine. Next paragraph. So last paragraph on this. That if the chiyuv is on me, right? I'm the landlord, and I'm the one who has to do it. But you, as the renter, you're not sure if I did the bedika or not, right? And in a master be'ir l'shol, I'm not in town for you to ask me. In klar avar b'laila's man shahaya yachol hamaster lived il kodim shenichnas hasocher. So if the zman already at night has passed, that Yacho Hamascha lived it, that I could have done the bedika before you came in to the apartment. Then Chazkaso Baduk Umavato Beliba Vadayim. So then the Chazaka is we can assume that I did the proper bedika before you came into the apartment, and all you need to do now is bedika. Is bittel. Umavato and Chamit Vitzer. Atamishum. This is an interesting idea. Yishum Shakol Echon Yisol Yishol Chazkas Kashrus. All Jews have a Chazkas Kashrus. The Ovid Ketikin Chachamim, that they're going to do what's proper. So again, you rented my apartment, and even though the obligation was on me, and you came along very close to the time of the Bedika, you can assume that I did the Bedika, even though I'm not around for you to ask. I'm not. Im Hamascha Be'ir, but if I am local in the city, then Tzarech L'Shalo, then you have to ask me already. Meaning the Chazaka before set in because you couldn't reach me. But in this case, I'm in the city, you have to ask. Because there's a different chazaka now in this case. There's a chazaka that all year there was chametz in this house. So that chazaka is stronger, meaning the chazaka that there was chametz in this house is stronger than the chazaka that it must be that I did the bedika. Especially because you can be mevarer, you can figure it out by asking me. Right? So if I'm not around, so then we can rely on the other chazaka that I did the bedika. But if I'm around, then you have to ask. In Hamaskir lo Baduk, the Isha or Katan Amr Shahim Batku. Okay, so if the landlord didn't do the Bedika, and other people around, women, children, say that it was Bodek is an interesting idea, which again goes to, and you'll see at the end of the paragraph, even the next line is going to sound a little bit strange to women. The last line is going to be very praiseworthy to women. Again, perhaps some of the societal changes that we reflected, in the last few shiurim. So bottom line is, if the landlord didn't check, and comes along a woman or a katan and says that they checked for you, even if there was definitely chametz there before, and they're still believing, and everyone is believed. Even a katan, a young kid, not a little baby, but someone who would be like a katan, you know, who has reached the age of chinuch, someone 7, 8, 9, probably in that age range. And again, the reason is because b'dikas chametz is a derabbanan, given a Torah sagi b'bittel, as we said before, that from a Torah point of view, bittel is enough. Believe everyone to be trusted to say that the b'dikas is done. But this should only be true, should only be reliant upon that before the 6 hours. This is the part that's in the same illustration. Because if it's before the 6th hour, there's still time for the renter to be mivatel, and in that case, the isser is only a suffix derabbanah. But if the realism is in the afternoon, after the 6th hour, on Erev Pesach, she efshar levatel, because after the 6th hour, we're going to learn it's too late to do bittel for reasons we'll talk about. Now have a suffix deoraisa. Now it's a suffix deoraisa if the bedikah is done and if there's chametz there. So now, who do we rely upon? And therefore then, again, in other days, you know, previous generations, for whatever reason, even though it sounds so odd for today, as you'll see in the last sentence, you know, we certainly shouldn't have relied upon, if it's later in the day, on Erev Pesach, we shouldn't rely upon a little kid, and even assumes a woman too, even though let's read the last line. Today, women are the best at taking charge of this, and they clean really well. I feel yoter menushim, better than men. Certainly, my wife tells me that's the case. And therefore, today, women are more reliable than men in terms of saying that the house was checked. Okay, adkan, that's the end of Bedikas Chometz. Let's keep moving. Dine Erev Pesach. The halachos Erev Pesach. And he says here in the parentheses, which is for another time, in Erev Pesach, Chal B'Shabbos, so that's a different, like if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and the first Seder is Motzei Shabbos, so that has its own separate halachos, that's not what we're talking about now. We're talking about a regular year, this year is a regular year, so Erev Pesach, Ein Omer Mizmor L'Sodas, and on Pesach too, by the way, Ein Omer Mizmor L'Sodas, when you daven Shachris in the morning, you don't say the little paragraph before you, Yichavod Mizmor L'Sodas, why not? Hayuchametz, which is paragraph, which is reflective of the special korbans of the korban todah, were made out of chametz. Right? But also, Pesach, the halacha was b'zman b'mikdash. You're not allowed to bring the korban todah on Erev Pesach. Not be finished eating, and there's an isser in the Torah to leave over anything from korbanos beyond the time that it's supposed to be eaten. And inevitably, it would if you did the carbon and Erev Pesach, and you technically have more time to eat it, and you're not going to be able to finish eating it. It's just the reality. From that carbon, it's not going to happen. You'll end to come up to the Isser of Noser, which is an Isser D'oraisa. So the practice is, in Shachris, we do not say the paragraph of Mizmor L'Soda. In Hiskel, we're all in your posik. That's not the end of the world. If you started it, you could finish it. Gam Enum, this is, the next one is if you're in Shul for, in a minion. Enum Rum Kelar Chapayim, before taking out the Torah, if that happens. And then you should all notice v'lam natzeh, right between Asher and Uvalot Tzion, on the paragraph of v'lam natzeh, we don't say. Mashkim l'beisam nes k'desh yeg morsudas kodem dalet shol, sh'asher l'achol chometz achrach. And everybody should get up a little early on Erev Pesach, so that we can have breakfast before the 4th hour of the day, because by the 4th hour of the day is when the Isra of Eden Chometz is going to begin. Now we're going to get into that in the next couple of days, the exact hours. So again, the 4th hour into the day. So this refers to what we call Sha'ol Zmanios. If we counted 4 hours in the day in a perfect halachic day, which is never actually happening, but the post can talk about the perfect day in halacha from 6 a.m. being sunrise and 6 p.m. being sunset, so that there are 12 hours in the day. In halacha, there aren't usually 12 real hours in the day because we take the daylight, which is shorter in the winter and longer in the summer, and divide that into 12. So in a perfect world, the last time you can eat chametz would be at the end of the 4th hour, which is at 10 a.m. Most of us know that usually it's a little bit earlier than that. Again, that's because of these shaos zmanios. But anyway, everyone should get up a little early so that everyone can eat before that time. Right? There's an idea if you have lived in an apartment Or in certain types of hotel situations, this might be applicable, where you have to make an Erev so that people can carry within those from one domain to another. This is not referring to the Erev that we have in our, you know, neighborhood. This is more for within a building. Or in a hospital, for example, definitely they make Erev Chatzeres. So, Noah Gimba Erev Pesach Lasos Erev Chatzeres L'chol Shana Mimatzah She'ofen the Pesach. So, there's this minhag that we renew the matzah that is used to join all of the different, you know, parties, whether it's in a hospital or a hotel or apartments, which again we're trying to create like a common uniform, you know, living space that everyone, so to speak, you know, owns together. So we use matzah usually to do that. So on Erev Pesach is the time when they renew it and they take new matzah that was baked for Pesach to do that. And we leave it there from one Erev Pesach haba, as chosen lasos mimatzah chadash. And then we leave it there for the next year. Kishaosan is ha'erev omrim, and when we make the Erev, we say l'chol shabbosos v'yom tov shel shana zu, for all the shabbosos and yom tovim this year, v'pesach zeh ad pesach sheyavo alim. So this is the paragraph. Again, if anyone's ever in a place where you need to make an Erev Chatzeres, that's the lashon. But usually in places that you are, whether it's hotels or things like that, the rabbi of the place usually takes care of that, so individuals don't usually have to. And the last part, Kovid Yontif. Mitzvah, the Histaper, Erev Yontif is a mitzvah to get a haircut. Erev Yontif. Acha Chatzos, Yiduch Lebes HaMechot, and then in the afternoon after Chatzos, you should go and take a shower, the Yitbol, the Chavah Harego, and, you know, the Yitbol to clean yourself, the Chavah Harego. Yilbash mi ba'od yom big de yom tov, and a little bit before, not the very last second, you should put on your big de yom tov, shehim noim mi big de Shabbos, which are even nicer than your Shabbos clothing. Achar tu as mincha, and after mincha, nachon she is asked to dine carbon pesach. It's appropriate to set aside some time to learn the halachos of carbon pesach, v'yachshav lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilin kain b'fo'a. And then hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have it in mind as if we were actually doing the details of the Korban Pesach, Ubishwa, and then the Sefer Shloha Kodosh Hatik Misidr Hayom, Masha Yom with Kol Adam. And he has a whole setup, if you want to look in the Sefer Shloha, exactly what a person should do that day, but at the very least, in many of the Haggadahs, they have there the halachos of the Korban Pesach, because again, you know, we want to one day, Mirtz Hashem, be back in the Beis HaMikdash where we can be makar of the Korban Pesach. So today, in lieu of having the real Korbanos, we should learn the dinim of Korban Pesach. And with that, we will conclude Yom Hei. The next day, I think we've gone a little overboard, so we'll stop there. Everyone has a good night, and we will pick up again tomorrow night at 10:15.